Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Welcome all of you
to the Year of Wisdom. This year, 2021, is going to be the Year of Wisdom. Humanity has passed through the greatest crisis of the century. The global pandemic, I was surveying the events of the world happenings for the last 100 years, and I found such pandemic had come to earth 2 times during the last century. Now, this time the pandemic has come. When such things happen on a global plane, the scriptures say that it is the correction mechanism of Prakriti to neutralize the forces of evil. That is why these things come to earth. When earthquake happens or tsunami happens or a big forest fire or flood or cyclone or tornado, all these Prakriti's devastations. These devastations caused by Prakriti are only correction mechanisms. Prakriti tries to correct the imbalance in the elemental sphere. But when a disease comes globally, like what we have experienced this century, we are still going through that. This is a very major correction that Prakriti is doing in the total elemental structure of this universe. And every wise man, every human being, those who are thinking in terms of universal good, thinking of progress and peace for the whole mankind, they should think whether this could have been avoided, such global pandemic, whether it could have been avoided. My answer is what the scriptures have said always: yes, it could have been definitely avoided. Why it could not have avoided? Because nobody wanted this to be avoided. Some people may feel shocked that how is it that nobody wanted to avoid this mass killing? Yes, it is true. When the whole humanity forgets the basic values of civilized living, when man lives only for accumulation and greed and indulgence, the collective consciousness gets clouded. covered by this indulgent thought and habits. So, much before human being came to earth or sent to earth, God had created this beautiful earth, complete in everything, lacking nothing. There was enough of water, pure air, fruits, vegetables, grains, fountains, rivers and oceans, beautiful valleys, beautiful mountains, vast desert, everything was a manifestation of beauty, and everything was meant for human being and for all those who are on earth, who will be on earth. But during last 50 years, the collective consciousness of man has declined, has fallen to such an unthinkable level of indulgence that Prakriti could not tolerate it. And Prakriti has sent a big signal to whole humanity that this is the waking bell I am sending. I am ringing the waking bell. Wake to the reality of life. Otherwise, be prepared to helplessly die. What we have witnessed, what we have gone through, is just the beginning, the tip of the iceberg. If mankind will not be conscious now, before this year is out, the whole world will be in turmoil. Whole world will be in turmoil. And the number of human beings that have been dead, that are dead through pandemic, it will be just a fraction of the number of human beings that are going to be slaughtered in this year itself. Unthinkable destruction, unimaginable devastation is waiting the whole humanity. If mankind will not rise to the warning bell of Mother Prakriti, as I see, not a single house will be left on earth where at least one member will not die. That is the magnitude of the devastation and destruction that I am clearly foreseeing. What's the way? Can this be tackled? My conviction is yes, it can be tackled. Prakriti is terribly angry. Terribly angry and the whole humanity should sincerely aspire and put effort to reduce this anger of Prakriti, the mother. the solution is, if at least out of 7 billion people on earth, if only 11,000 human beings, which is just a fraction, just such a tiny fraction of humanity, only 11,000 people on earth, if they can sincerely aspire and consciously work to propitiate this mother who is terribly hungry through their own ascension, millions of people will be saved, and trillions of dollars worth of property which man has built with his so much of toil, this will be spared. Any good thing, any beautiful thing that you can think of, mankind has created during the last 50 years. Not a single monument I'm saying, will be saved from this Holocaust. But the solution lies with the aspiration and ascension of 11,000 human beings. I'm not talking of any religion. Religion can't save humanity. The evolution has been derailed to such an extent that no religion can save humanity. No religious leader can save humanity. No mechanical ritual can save humanity. What can save humanity is this conscious ascension of this 11,000 human beings on earth, wherever they may be. They may be scattered in 11,000 places on earth. They may be scattered in 1100 places, or 11 places, or even in one place, wherever they may be. If they can consciously ascend beyond this seed, ascend above the present indulgent culture that has engulfed the whole earth, then definitely this Holocaust can be avoided. Otherwise, it can't be avoided. For the last 50 years, mankind was trying to overtake the other human being to expand in the material plane. Now the time that has come with this year, every man will compete with the other man with the what ferocity, with the what horror, he or she can annihilate the others. Competition will be there not for progress, competition will be there for destruction. Countries will compete with each other. How they can bring greater destruction on others, greater devastation on others. The whole world has entered into a cycle of collective madness. Mutually annihilating each other. Assure mutual destruction, devastation. Not a single country of the world will be spared from this devastation. So this is my appeal, this is my call to the universal beings on earth. It is not a call to my countrymen, not a call to my devotees or admirers. It is a call to the human soul that dwells in every heart to preach not to take it lightly and to preach aspire to transcend the indulgence culture. This is the year of wisdom. Let wisdom be the saver. Knowledge in both the relative material plane and the psychic plane has made man an instrument of ego and asura. The material side knowledge, this technology, this digitalized civilization, and this in the psychic side, these religious rituals, whether it is Hinduism, whether it is Christianity or Islam or Buddhism or Jainism or Judaism or Baha'ism or any ism, religion has made man a prisoner of ritual. And man must come out of this cage of ritualistic, mechanical, self-deceptive delusion. Man must ascend to his own spiritual light. We need only 11,000 human beings who can take this resolve. They need not me, they need not be anyone's follower, they need not be the worshipper of any god, they need not be practicing any path of yoga, they should be normal human beings with an abnormal universality. If we can get 11,000 such individuals, those who will take a resolve, yes, I am ready to respond to Mother Prakriti's warning bell, and I am ready to transcend this indulgence culture and be a channel of peace. Then humanity can be saved from a universal destruction. For the first time, perhaps, I'm giving such a message to humanity, to mankind. My message was always full of hope. Now also my message is full of hope. But where are the 11,000 human beings on earth? Those who are called and chosen, if it is destined that mankind will be protected from this global destruction, my message will definitely reach to those who are called and chosen, and they will consciously live a life of transcendence, transcending the collective, the present consciousness of indulgence and greed, and self-deception. These are the three hurdles one must overcome. Culture of indulgence, culture of greed, and the culture of self-deception. What is self-deception? Because every man is a spark of divine, man truly knows that what he is doing is not right, but he does. What he is speaking is not truth, but he speaks. What needs to be done, he knows, but he neglects. These human beings will never be the channel and instrument of this great transcendence, universal transcendence. To save humanity, only 11,000 human beings are needed, to those who can transcend the culture of this self-deception, culture of this self-indulgence, and culture of this greed. What specific work they should do, in what specific way they can live so that they can be the transmitting tower of cosmic force of love and truth and wisdom. If anyone feels to be a channel for saving the whole humanity, if specifically that person will ask only to that person, I will teach the three techniques, which is never a ritual, is never mechanical, it will not cost any money, it will not need anyone's support, but it can make the individual a tower of transmission of protective energy, positive energy around to such an individual. I can only give. So this message I am sending to particularly none, but practically to all. So till yesterday, up to 1 o'clock at night I was awake, but then I decided, no, let me sleep now. Till that time I was a different person, a part of the earth, a part of the earth's consciousness. I was clearly feeling, oh, this is a desire. Oh, this is something which is earthly. This is something which is human. But it was a critical time. Then I went to bed and I just took 1.5 hours of sleep. And I was awakened from sleep with the dream of this great upheaval, and I sat in samadhi and I clearly saw what is happening where, and I felt, since prakriti is ringing the warning bell, but the humanity is in deep slumber. So let me send this message to mankind. The present pandemic, this vaccine cannot control. And humanity will understand it very soon. This vaccine is not a protection. And very soon mankind will understand this. There will be desperate effort to find out remedy. But by the time the remedy comes, I think nearly 1 billion people must have been washed out by this tsunami wave of death. That's a very reasonable figure I'm talking of. But I'm pretty sure If the problem is caused by human indulgence and human deception, human greed, the solution also is there with the human beings, but they are enlightened human beings. If 11,000 human beings can take a resolve, those who are not having any dogmatic belief on any ritual, any religion, any yoga path, but they carry a love for every living being on earth. They carry the love for everything that is on earth, whether it is a speck of dust or it is the highest mountain or the vast desert or the beautiful valley or the longest river. If they carry love for everything on earth, and that love is love for the Creator. If such 11,000 people can collectively join with one aspiration that let this be mitigated with the transmission of the force of protection, harmony, and health, and life and love, this will definitely be tackled. And the new year that is coming, after 365 days, will be the year of celebration. Let us hope and aspire. I'm not saying let us pray, because prayer is an individual remedy for individual problem. This problem is not individual in nature, so no God can save. Only the human aspiration can save the whole humanity. That's why I'm not saying let us pray. I'm only saying let us aspire and let us ascend to the zone of consciousness where there is no self-deception, there is no pull for indulgence, and there is no energy of greed.